Hello, and welcome to the Sun Sign School. My name is Israel Ajozi, and in this podcast episode, I will be talking about the transits of Jupiter. Now, Jupiter, he's the largest planet in our solar system. He's got his own cosmos of moons orbiting in him. I think this starts to tell us a little bit about who and what Jupiter is. Jupiter is the planet of expansion. This is often one of the great key words for him. He's our ability to expand. He represents our morals, our ethics. He's our ability to grow and develop. Is our ability to search for higher meaning. But he's also the planet of abundance, luck, fortune, optimism, confidence, belief. Are the many things in which Jupiter represents. In this episode, I'm going to be speaking about the effects that Jupiter brings when he makes a conjunction in our chart. Now, what is a conjunction? A conjunction is when a planet comes to the exact same position where it is in our birth charts. So we all have different planets. In our charts, we've got a Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. And they are all going to be positioned at various degrees, depending on what year, what month, and what time we were born. And that degree of that area of the zodiac, at some point in life, planets, and in this particular case, we're talking about Jupiter, he will make a conjunction to that planet. So if you have a planet at, let's say, 5 degrees of Gemini, at some point, Jupiter will transit or will pass that particular degree at 5 degrees of Gemini. And whatever planet you do have at 5 degrees of Gemini, Jupiter will conjunct it. So if you have the Sun there, Jupiter will conjunct the Sun. Or if you have the moon, let's say 10 degrees of Cancer, at some point, Jupiter will make a conjunction to that point. The degrees will vary. We all have different planets at varying degrees in the zodiac. But at whatever time, whether it's in the year or within a few years from now, Jupiter will make a conjunction to that planet. And that is what a conjunction is. When two planets are conjoined, and in this case, Jupiter making a conjunction to a planet in our chart. And I'm going to give you a little bit of an insight as to things that you can perhaps experience when Jupiter makes a conjunction to the various planets in your chart. So, but what does Jupiter do when he does do? Bring the transit. What is his purpose? What is he trying to achieve? Maybe the question. Jupiter, as I said, is the planet of expansion and the planet of growth. So when Jupiter makes a conjunction to a planet in our chart, his purpose is to expand that planet, is to grow, make that planet grow. It's a somewhat like open it up. And by opening it up, this is where the idea of opportunities now start to come in. Because the more we expand ourselves and grow ourselves in something, we get more opportunities coming our way. And this is what Jupiter is about. And this is where the understanding of luck starts to come in. If we grow in something or we do more of something, we are going to be more fortunate and more lucky to get more things. If we cast our nets wider and bigger, which are all Jupiterian things, Jupiter is about bigness. It's about being expansive in whichever way we can. It's about being abundant and growing in whichever way we can. So when Jupiter makes a conjunction to planets in our chart, that is what is asking of us. And there can be many ways in how we can do that. We could do that physically. We could do that mentally. We could do that spiritually. It can happen in so many different various ways. It could do that emotionally. So expansion can come in so many different ways. It all depends where these particular planets are located in our chart. And most importantly, what do these planets, what do they, what is their purpose? What do these planets mean to us? And whatever these planets mean to us is what Jupiter is going to expand on for us. And I will be sharing that in a moment where I will speak about Jupiter making the conjunction to each on one of our planets and how it is that it can manifest for us in our lives. So Jupiter transits by conjunction are very, very important, and they've always been seen as very significant times in our lives by astrologers from time immemorial, because the importance of what Jupiter represents, the greatness of what Jupiter represents. He's known as the Great Benefic. He's said to bring, Jupiter is kind of like the Father Christmas. I always refer to him as like the Father Christmas of the planetary pantheon. Father Christmas is this big jolly guy always bringing us some kind of gifts. And the question is, what gift is Jupiter going to be bringing for us the next time he makes a conjunction by transit to our sun, our moon, our Mercury, our Venus, and so on? And I'll be giving examples of that in a moment. So these are the things that we are looking for. And also, depending on which house that is also in, also as well, that could also shed more light in terms of which particular area of life is it that we are likely going to experience this particular Jupiter conjunction by transit. So Jupiter transits are very, very important, and they are very much worth looking at as to which particular areas of our life are we going to be affected by the most with Jupiter. Where can we be fortunate? That is something that we are always seeking. Where can we be lucky? Where can we be protected? But most importantly, where can we grow? Where, because the more we grow, the more we are allowing an element of abundance to be able to come into our lives. And we can also find meaning in that as well. We can start to see how meaning starts to come in, because the more we grow, the more we know, right? So they are all connected. All these keywords that I'm using for Jupiter are all connected in some way, shape, or form. So now I want to talk about Jupiter making conjunction to planets in our chart and some of the manifestations that we may experience when Jupiter does make a conjunction to planets in our chart. So first, I want to talk about the sun. The sun represents our ability to be an individual. It represents our individuality. We could say our integrity. It represents our core. That is what the sun represents. So when Jupiter makes a conjunction to our sun, regardless of what zodiac sign that it's in, Jupiter is going to try to expand us. He's going to make us grow. It, as a matter of fact, when Jupiter often conjuncts somebody's sun by transit, it's often a time where somebody feels more confident, where they start to develop a sense of belief in themselves. The faith, they seem to start to have faith in themselves in terms of what they're doing and perhaps maybe in their endeavors. So they become more expansive on that level. So there's an expansion for them to grow, to want to do things, to want to reach for higher things in life. It can often be a time where people start to seek meaning in life, perhaps maybe through various avenues of spirituality or maybe religious beliefs, or maybe where people start to ask questions more and become a bit more kind of philosophical about life. This is what happens when Jupiter, by transit, makes a conjunction to our sun. It is a time for growth. And it's a time for abundance, and it is a time where luck and fortunate things can actually come our way. We feel very much uplifted when Jupiter makes a conjunction to our sun in the natal chart. Now I want to talk about the moon. Now the moon is to do with our emotions. It's to do with our nurturing, where we feel nurtured, how we feel nurtured. This is the moon. The moon is connected to our physical and emotional security. So when Jupiter makes a conjunction to our moon, these are the things that grow. We perhaps become more, we can say more emotional, perhaps in that time. Our emotions will grow and develop. The moon is also connected with home, our sense of belonging. We can may find things expanding on this particular level. Our general well-being, our physical well-being, our emotional well-being is often protected at this time. It's often a very good time. We feel very happy about life. We feel very expansive about life. We feel emotionally and physically protected during this particular time. These are the effects of what happens when Jupiter makes a conjunction to our moon. Anything to do with our domestic life, home life, family life during this particular time is very much heightened. And there's often an abundance of happiness and joy and upliftment during this particular time. Sometimes during this particular transit, sometimes, especially for women, it can be a time perhaps maybe sometimes pregnancy or giving birth and things of that nature. I have often found as well when Jupiter makes a conjunction to our moon. But all things are nice and favored and are heightened during this particular time. Because the moon also is connected with food and our ability to be nurtured, sometimes there can be an increase of this. So in some way, it can be a time sometimes where we can put on a little bit of weight because we may want to eat a bit more, or we may indulge a bit more in those particular activities. So also do watch out for that too. But overall, it's often very good and just living nicely and really enjoying the encounters and the abundance of Jupiter. Now I want to talk about Mercury, planet of communication. The planet of thought, how we speak, how we interpret what we see and what we hear. When Jupiter makes a conjunction to our Mercury, it's a great time for learning. It's a great time for communicating, both receiving and giving. Because as a matter of fact, you can actually learn a lot sometimes by communicating, because communication is a two-way thing, right? So, Mercury being a planet that somewhat is, we could say, an expression of our logic mind, rational mind, how we are thinking. So Jupiter conjuncting our Mercury can allow that aspect of us to grow and to develop, where we may seek knowledge. So it's a great time for studying, a great time for learning, a great time for traveling. Those are the kinds of things which are favored when Jupiter makes a conjunction to our Mercury. It could be the great time maybe for taking a test or taking an exam, for example. I have often found that many people sometimes will be going through some kind of intellectual or studying kind of situation when Jupiter is making a conjunction to their Mercury. And it could be just something as maybe a driving test or something of that nature, or maybe a little training exam or something to do with work that around that particular period that happens when Jupiter makes a conjunction to our Mercury. However, the basis is that when that happens, Jupiter is trying to allow us to understand that we need to expand our mind, our logical and rational mind, our way of thinking. And it can be maybe a good time where we can get some great insights and great ideas. That is Jupiter conjunct our Mercury. Then we have the planet Venus, which represents our ability for pleasure, love, relationships, our social life. These are the things which Venus governs. So when Jupiter hits or makes a conjunction to our Venus in our chart, there is a time of abundance of pleasure seeking. So we may embark on various pleasure seeking activities during this particular time. We can expand in our relationship life. Our social life will often be expanded. Jupiter Venus can really be a very time of indulgence. We may want to indulge in the finer things of life. Perhaps maybe we want to go out shopping, or we want to go out partying, or we want to hang out with our friends and go out to maybe a nice restaurant and experience celebrations on perhaps maybe a bit of a larger scale. Anything that brings us some kind of pleasure, happiness, all of those Venusian things are things that we are going to want to expand on. Can be a great time to expand on our relationship life, on our love life also as well. We may might find ourselves wanting more of that. We may want it more in abundance, and maybe even money spending, and also maybe making money as well, or at least definitely wanting to enjoy the money, that's for sure. Maybe something also that grows during this particular time as well. Could maybe be a fortunate time, maybe relationship wise, maybe financially wise, maybe emotionally wise. Could be quite satisfying and quite expansive as well when Jupiter makes that conjunction to our Venus. Then we have the planet Mars, which is the planet of motivation, energy. When Jupiter makes a transit by conjunction to our Mars, we are energized. We are fueled with energy. Our energy and our motivation during this time expands, and we have much energy at our disposal. We have an abundance amount of energy, given to us during this particular time. It can be a time where we become more brave. Things that we will perhaps maybe wouldn't take risks with, all of a sudden we become more confident in that. It could be a great time for perhaps maybe if we are involved maybe in sports or something of that nature, something that requires something a bit more of a competitive nature, Jupiter will expand that. So the opportunity for bravery, to take risks. And you know what they say? They say fortune favors the brave. And this is a aspect that can definitely bring that about. Things that you would probably reconsider with the Jupiter transiting, making a conjunction to your Mars, you will probably more likely go for it and give it a go. And in most cases, it will even bring you a great sense of luck. And maybe could be very extremely fortunate for you. And that's when Jupiter makes a conjunction to your Mars. Mars is also connected with drive. When we speak about drive, another drive could be sex drive, so that could also increase during that particular period, also as well. When Jupiter makes a conjunction to your Mars, you may find that your desire, your passions are increased during that period. Next planet is Jupiter. So Jupiter. So we have a Jupiter return, what's known as a Jupiter return, where Jupiter will return back to the exact same place where it was when we were born. So when Jupiter conjuncts our Jupiter, this is a time of enlightenment. This is really about expansion. It's Jupiter meeting Jupiter, isn't it? So it's a time where we become very, very spiritual, or maybe philosophical, maybe religious, where we are looking at more at the morals of our life, the ethics of our life, looking for meaning, looking at things more on a justice and law perspective, being more noble, looking to really grow and expand, depending where Jupiter is in our charts. This is a time where we are really seeking to reinforce our beliefs. And it can be a time also where through that wanting to grow and be abundant, we also receive a certain amount of luck during this particular time. It could be a time where our faith is reinforced, our confidence reaches a high and new level, with Jupiter coming back to the same point where Jupiter is in our chart. So it's a really like a double whammy. It's almost like we're getting a double dose of Jupiter in our charts when Jupiter comes to make that conjunction to where he is in our natal charts. And then we have the planet Saturn. Saturn's about structure, responsibility. When Jupiter makes a conjunction to our Saturn, what tends to happen is we tend to expand in the area of work and our duties and our ability to be responsible. Our responsibilities become, more enlarged, and perhaps we start looking at the morals and the ethics around our responsibilities and duties. These are the things that we will find when Jupiter makes a conjunction to Saturn in our chart. We perhaps maybe become more responsible. It expands our sense of duty will expand in some kind of way, and we want to grow it. And there could also be a sense of luck, perhaps maybe in the area of our workplace or maybe career or those areas of life where it is that we need to be more responsible and more structured. Then we have the planet Uranus. Jupiter making a conjunction to our planet Uranus allows us to perhaps maybe be a genius, expand on where we are geniuses, because Uranus is the planet of genius. We may also sense a deep need for freedom during this time, as Uranus and both Jupiter are planets that are strongly associated and connected with freedom. So, but that freedom may allow us to perhaps maybe create and do something that is out of the norms, something unusual, something unpredictable, and we could just expand in this particular area of our life. But either way, it is something that could bring about and manifest something that's very, very, genius of us, something that we never thought, spur of the moment, that flash genius. Jupiter will expand that. Then we have Jupiter Neptune. Now, this can be really a really spiritual moment if Jupiter comes and makes a conjunction to our Neptune. Neptune is where we dream, where we have ideals, and Jupiter will expand on that. So Jupiter conjuncting our Neptune can be extremely very creative, especially if you are in the creative industry or the artistic industry. It could be extremely useful. But even if you're not, it can still inspire us, because Neptune shows us where we can be inspired. And Jupiter will expand that by him making the conjunction to our Neptune in our chart. He can allow us to expand our need to chase our dreams and what we have been longing for many years, because Neptune represents our dreams. And perhaps Jupiter conjuncting our Neptune can allow us to really expand on those dreams in some way, shape, or form. And then we have the planet Pluto, which is the planet of power, the planet of transformation. So when Jupiter makes a conjunction by transit to where our Pluto is, we can expand our power base. We can expand our ability to transform, our ability to transform end of the old, to bring in something new. And Jupiter can expand on that. And not only can expand on it, but also because it's Jupiter, he can provide meaning behind what that transformation essentially is about. And perhaps philosophical or spiritual meaning behind it also as well. And we can really find those deep urges which are within us, which Pluto is about. Jupiter can really expand on those deep and dark urges and really bring them to light and allow us to grow it and develop it. Perhaps maybe where our fears are, Jupiter can expand on that and shed some light and some meaning behind what are these deep urge fears that we may be holding inside of us. And that will be a Jupiter-Pluto Pluto thing, but can also be a very, very empowering time when Jupiter makes the conjunction to our Pluto. So those are just a few, little examples of how Jupiter may, may manifest for us when he makes that conjunction to planets in our chart. So always keep an eye out of where Jupiter is by transit, and always try to bear in mind, is he making or when is he going to be making a conjunction to my sun, to my moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, and all of the other planets in our chart? Because those particular times will be quite profound. And sometimes his transit is not so long. It may be there for approximately about a month or 2 months, but around that time, we will always experience that Jupiter, making his presence felt by whichever planet it is that he's making a conjunction to in our chart. And that is what Jupiter is about in regards to making a conjunction to planets in our natal charts. Thank you very much.